Hello, listeners. My name's Michael Cook. I've put myself up for election in the Walga Shire as one of the new councillors, or hopefully new councillors. I hope to represent our Shire for tourism, which is, I think, one of the biggest industries we have, you know, followed by agriculture and then mining in Lightning Ridge itself. Walga Shire's got very strong industries, tourism, agriculture and opal mining. It's the only place in the world where economic deposits of black opal are found. And we receive about 100,000 visitors each year, which is, you know, that's dollars for the town, not just the town, the whole Shire. We need more access to land for opal prospecting and mining. It's probably the most important aspect for a long-term sustainable opal mining industry. New areas need to be made available for prospecting and mining. Opal prospecting Area 4 was gazetted in 2005 and only a very small portion has been made available for prospecting and mining to date. And a substantial portion of the prospective area was exempt from mining following submissions from affected landholders. Yeah, so we need over-the-counter title systems and to register a title and go to work. Yeah, today's hobby miner is tomorrow's full-time miner. So the industry's aging. We need younger people to come in, start mining, and you know, it helps the industry. Yeah. It's a big challenge to attract new opal miners. And my brother and I went on Outback Opal Hunters when it first came out, and that's been a really big boon for the tourism of the town. So many people have seen it and said, oh, you know, you're the reason we're here. You know, we never even knew about the opal industry. I had a friend who rang from New York, and he saw black opal in a shop window in New York. And you can't sell a secret. You've got to have people know where we are, what we produce. It's so rare. We just need to get the word out there. We're trying to represent the whole Shire, not just Lightning Ridge or Walgett or one of the other towns. Everything we do has to complement the whole Shire.
Yeah, my name is Gary Trindle. I'm running in the Walgett Local Shire elections. I'm a Aboriginal man. I'm a Gamilaroi man, or a Gamilaroi man from the Gamilaroi Nation. I come to Walgett here 40 years ago, and I've been here ever since, so it proves that I really want to be in this community. The major reason why I want to run for the Walgett Shire is because I believe that the Walgett Shire has to be united. It hasn't been for years. It's all over Lightning Ridge or Walgett, Lightning Ridge or Walgett. You know, we've got 10 little other communities. I think it's 10 little other communities out there that no one talks about, no one thinks about them. You know, we've got the Cumbie Chances, we've got the Burren Junction, we've got Rowena, we've got Coralinda Bry, we've got the Sheepyards, Glengarry, all those places. And no one seems to think about them. It's just sort of the struggle between Walgett and Lightning Ridge, Walgett and Lightning Ridge. And my expectations is if I get in, what I'm going to be doing is trying to unite the Shire and make every little community equal.
Hi, I'm Warren Lee Lilliman. I'm standing for the Walgett Shire elections this year. I've lived in Walgett Shire since 1986 and I've called it my home ever since. Very proud to live here. I'm standing for a fair and equitable Shire where everybody feels that their voices are heard, and I think that we need new blood in the Shire Council. I've raised 5 children in the Walgett Shire, and some of them still live here. I stand for tourism, investment, and trying to get people to move back to the Shire. I'm not really happy with that at all. I think the key issues in Walgett are there's a lot of separation and division at the moment, and I think that we all need to work together to make Walgett Shire a place that people want to visit, invest in, and live. We have to have a more holistic approach towards the entire Shire. We just need to look at a more holistic way of dealing with all issues with the Shire. It always seems to be us against them, and I think it's time that we all work together to make it a great Shire and some place that we're proud of living. I think there's a lot of other issues just besides roads, but, I mean, roads are always an issue. When you live in a big Shire like ours and there's not a huge population, you can't expect all roads to be gravelled or bitumen, but upkeep of the roads would be safe standard. Certainly the Kamilaroi Highway needs a lot of work. We've been lucky with our businesses because most of them are agricultural based. Well, it's certainly in Walgett that they are, so we haven't lost many businesses because of coronavirus, but I believe that there's a huge opportunity for certain businesses to come to Walgett because there's a high demand for employment in Walgett, and I think we in the Walgett Shire, and I think we need to look at investing in tourism and opportunities for people to start businesses in Walgett that are based around, well, the special needs of Walgett, I suppose. I'd be interested in looking at, in the future, trying to get a recycling plant for Walgett. I believe that there's a high demand for a recycling plant in the Walgett Shire, and take advantage of our Aboriginal heritage and community to draw tourism and also to develop the opal side of the Shire. So on December 4th, I'm asking for your vote so you have a local voice in our local government. I stand for all people of the Walgett Shire. I want everybody to be heard. I want everybody to feel that they have a voice in the Walgett Shire.
Hello there. Cole Hundy's my name. I'm in the Oakleyfields of Lightning Ridge, and I'm standing for Walgett Shire as a councillor. A lot of issues in our area. I find one of the biggest problems I'm foreseeing for the future is state and federal governments are scratching for money, as everyone knows. We have to lift our numbers to be a mini-regional area that will link with Tamworth and Dubbo and Broken Hill the other way. That is our future. So if we can lift the numbers, we've got we're a destination for people. All our visitors, and we get huge numbers of tourists. People want to move here part-time, etc. We have to encourage it and push for that avenue. That is the future of not just Lightning Ridge, but for all towns within that the double triangle of Dubbo, Lightning Ridge, Tamworth one way, Dubbo, Lightning Ridge, and Broken Hill the other. The other issues all are with every council, but all small towns will be encouraged to, you know, they'll slowly peter away because grants will be almost non-existent to what they used to be. So with us lifting, we can be a boost to all the smaller towns. Paul Toole, in his role as Deputy Premier and being at Bathurst, Paul Toole has to step up into this, and sort of work with us. We don't want the normal last on the list tourist minister. Everyone we seem to get out here really have no idea. They're put in the positions generally from Sydney. So when they get out to our western areas, they have no idea whatsoever. And they have no idea not just what the people need, but it's what the tourists that come to these areas need. Thank you for your time, and don't forget to vote on December 4th.